From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Hillary Clinton has accepted the Democratic Party's nomination for president. In a message to delegates at the party's national convention, Clinton stressed the need to unite in order to confront the nation's challenges, including the threat from extremist terror groups like Islamic State.
I've laid out my strategy for defeating ISIS. We will strike their sanctuaries from the air and support local forces taking them out on the ground. We will surge our intelligence so we detect and prevent attacks before they happen. We will disrupt their efforts online to reach and radicalize young people in our country. It won't be easy or quick, but make no mistake, we will prevail.
The 68-year-old Clinton is the first woman ever nominated for president by a major U.S. political party. She won the nomination after defeating her principal rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, whom she praised on Thursday night. Clinton's opponent for the November election is Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, who says he was being sarcastic when he encouraged Russia to hack into Clinton's email server to find deleted emails from her years as the U.S. Secretary of State. Trump's comments came on top of concerns about the leak of nearly 20,000 emails hacked from the Democratic National Committee headquarters in Washington and released by WikiLeaks prior to the Democratic convention in Philadelphia. U.S. computer experts have said that they believe Russian state actors are behind the hack. Campaigning Thursday, Trump accused the Democrats of telling lies about him this week. This is VOA News.